Hi, my name is Nikki Espandiari, and I'm the executive producer.
My name is Madeline Stoltz, and I'm the assistant producer.
And my name is Olivia Eggers, and I'm also the assistant producer.
So can you guys tell me a little bit more about how the idea for this show came about?
Yeah, so a lot of students might know, especially if they're not first-year students, that FSU does a production of the Vagina Monologues every year. It's been an annual event for our organization for about 5 years now. I've directed it every year that I've been at GW, and now I'm a senior. But every year that we do it, we kind of amend it a little bit, which they advised not to do on the kind of website for the Vagina Monologues, but you can only do so much when the script calls for certain things and certain experiences and not others. So we really wanted to make the effort and push ourselves to have a student-written production that would better represent GW, because it was actually coming from the voices of the students.
So kind of speaking to that difference, how is this different than the Vagina Monologues? What are some of the voices that are being represented in this production that we didn't see in the past?
It's kind of different, one, the title is different, but also kind of like, not necessarily the theme of the production, but kind of the focus, in that it is this blank body and you're supposed to fill in the blank, and it's kind of like talking about your own individual experiences as a person, either with your body or pertaining to your body in some way.
I mean, Vagina Monologues was obviously a pretty dated piece, written in the 90s, so a lot of the issues that were in the media and exposed then were not all-encompassing or didn't really reflect the world's diversity, or, you know, college diversity, GW diversity, whatever. So there are a lot of voices here that were just simply not represented in the original script.
Tell me a little bit more about the production process. What exactly goes into putting together a show like this?
We just met with people kind of last semester that were interested in joining the production, and then the selection process happened in January. All of the pieces we got were so great, and since then we've had individual workshops and then also group rehearsals where they can sort of work on their pieces, get feedback from us and the other performers, and we just had our dress rehearsal today, so you just saw it all, how it's going to happen, and that was really exciting. I think just being able to see the flow and just having everybody meet each other if they haven't met was also really cool, and just seeing kind of like the community there.
Well, the tagline that like Negi started using, and it's just been kind of incorporated, is one campus, many stories. And so I think what's really revolutionary about this show itself is that it is actually reflecting on the stories of those around us, and you're hearing things that you might not have ever heard before. And in total, it's gonna be a really incredible experience. You're gonna laugh, you're gonna cry, everything like that. So that's why I would say, you know, it's $5 and it goes to a great cause. So there's not really any reason that you wouldn't want to come see this show.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are eager to hear stories, and I think what's really, really valuable about this is its realness and the way that each performer and each writer has committed to sharing this part of themselves. And I think it'll be really empowering for people who have not been represented in this way before and get to see something where someone like them is talking about something that they might relate to.